You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, online at cjsf.ca, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC, home of McFog the Dog.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is plugged in, turned on, and rare to go.
Hey, I'm Julian Taylor, and this is The Jukebox, episode 81. We have some incredible music to play for you on the show today, and that was Whitney Houston with How Will I Know from her debut album, which is one of the best-selling albums of all time. It came out in 1985. I remember it so well because I drove to spring break with my mom and my sister, and the only two tapes that we listened to were that first Whitney Houston album and Billy Ocean. Yep, that's all we listened to, pretty much. This song was originally meant for Janet Jackson, but her management declined because they felt it was too weak in comparison to her other material. Everybody's been talking about Whitney Houston lately because of the biopic. That's what I meant to say, a biopic about Whitney Houston. What an incredible talent she was. It was such a sad thing to watch as well. She just struggled with a lot of issues, and people around her enabled those issues to compound and grow further. At least some of them did. There were other people there who really were looking out for her. And you should check out the movie if you haven't yet. It's on Netflix as well as Crave. We have music coming from Adrian Sutherland, Big City Dreams. Adrian is from Attawapiskat, and this song talks about his desires to be a rock and roller and come to the big city and play music. He is a wonderful guy. He was nominated for a Juno for Contemporary Indigenous Artist of the Year in 2022. Also on the show, the person who produced that record, Colin Linden. He lives in Nashville and has a wonderful studio down there. You should check it out if you're ever in town and visiting Music City. He's out and about playing the rounds with so many incredible players down there. And he actually produced that record we just heard from Adrian. We have music from Alessipi with Time After Time. It's a beautiful cover in her own Inuk language. She's been doing a couple of these lately and recently did Heart of Broken Glass by Blondie. This one's just as good. Here she is on the show, Alessipi.
Sa pagtinyo kiro takilo. This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
There's a goddess song that will get me the hell out of here. But every time I get my feet moving, for a moment I see you, then you disappear. There was a time I knew I was going somewhere.
The Jukebox is broadcast on stolen and unsurrendered land in the traditional territory of many First Nations across Turtle Island. We must realize the significance of recognizing and paying respect to the first people who resided in the territory that we are currently sitting on.
Discover the new album by Najuan, The Great Sea. Great Sea by Najuan. Available now on all platforms. Visit headingnorthmusic.com for more information.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
I'm Julian Taylor, and you're listening to The Jukebox, a group from Birmingham, England, Steel Pulse, a controversial group, a revolutionary group, and a groovy group. That is Don't Give In. I hope you like some reggae, right? We've got music coming up right here, right now on the show from Terry Urach. And Terry is a Juno Award nominee. He is from Nunavut and sings in his own language, and he is wonderful. Here he is on the show.
Lutava yomaluno inu se mayina yu temara upaklu ta akisuti tena madu Thank you.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Boy, I know you can't help but to be yourself around me. Yourself around me. And I know nobody's perfect, so I'll let you be. I'll let you be. It's the way you